Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT, it's out back on the fan. BT is off enjoying vacation. I am here and I am joined by Jack Francesa right now, the firstborn son, obviously twins, Jack and Emily, that, you know, about Mike had years ago. How old are you now, Jack?
19
years old. Well, welcome to your father's studios, the Mike Francesa studios, on this special holiday edition. We had, you know, years ago, Russo and Carden's kids were in here. Why not have the Francesas in today? Have a little fun on this holiday family edition of BT and Sal. And I want to get into the Rodgers stuff, Jack. We're doing the first hour on Pete Alonso. Let's turn our attention, and we'll continue with your calls, 888-808-1019. Turn our attention to Aaron Rodgers here. For me, and I'd be curious to get your thoughts, I know I was in the minority a few weeks back, but now it seems like more people are starting to pick up steam in the Rodgers being back bandwagon. I want Rodgers back. I love Aaron Rodgers. Always have, always will. Forget about his politics and all the vaccine. I don't care about that. On the football field, Jack, he's as good a quarterback as I've ever seen in my life. He's putting up decent numbers this year. He's showing that he's gotten healthier as the year's gone on. I don't think the Jets have a better option than Aaron Rodgers next year. Where do you stand as far as the Jets' future with Aaron Rodgers?
I agree. I think Aaron Rodgers should stay. I mean, he has 3,500 yards, 24 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He's not playing that bad. They had a rough start to the season, especially with Aaron Rodgers, but now they've been playing better. They've been putting up more points, but their defense hasn't been that great. I just think they need better coaching at every single level in the whole entire organization.
Oh, my God. And I know this is something that your father has talked about. You know, I've watched him on the podcast and stuff, and him and I have been in the minority with wanting to bring Aaron Rodgers back, but to me, this has been anything but him. And I'll fly with my friends about this through text. Oh, it's Rodgers. No, I fought with BT about this. To me, it is not Aaron Rodgers. It's almost everybody else but Aaron Rodgers. And if you get, like, you've watched the Jets, you're 19, like they barely made the playoffs in your entire life. If you've watched the Jets and the quarterback play that they've gotten historically, like, they're going to have a hard time. Now, look, Rodgers still has to decide whether he wants to come back or not, but I feel like they're going to make the wrong decision and not bring him back. I think he's their best option moving forward. Otherwise, what would you do?
Well, that would be a classic Jets move. They always do everything wrong. But I think that they should pick up his $35 million option. But if they don't, I don't know where they would go. They could go to the draft. But Jalen Milroe, is that really your franchise quarterback for the future? I don't think there's a better option.
Where is he at?
He would be their draft pick.
Jalen Milroe, at nine.
That's what they're projecting.
They're not going to be picking top two, obviously, the Giants would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that Aaron Rodgers is by far the best option. And if they were to go somewhere else, where are you going to go? Sam Darnold? Daniel Jones?
Right.
Sam Darnold's not coming back. And Daniel Jones, they're not going to sign him either.
And would you want to see those guys?
No.
Exactly. So Rodgers is their best option. Now, because of that, like for me, you believe in head coach, quarterback combination, all that stuff. But to your point before, this is the worst coach team I've ever seen in my life. I thought that was going to be the case coming in with Saleh, who I called the worst head coach in the league. Then they fired him and somehow got even worse. Like, Olbrich is overmatched. You should not be a head coach. So if I want Rodgers back, Jack, I want a veteran established head coach that would not keep Rodgers in line, but maximize Rodgers' ability and the rest of this team that does have some talent on paper. Do you have a coach in mind? What would you do if you're the Jets with the head coach?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't go veteran here. I would go Ben Johnson. I think his offensive schemes and the way that he uses that Lions offense could be very valuable for the Jets. Aaron Rodgers, pocket passer, and he can use Gibbs and Breece Hall and Braylon Allen the same way he uses Montgomery and Gibbs in those kind of packages. Braylon Allen, the downhill running back, and Breece Hall, the more elusive running back. And then he can use Adams and Wilson in great ways that he uses.
Do you think Ben Johnson would come here?
I think so. I think Woody Johnson would want to hire him.
Right. The problem is, and you read all that stuff you see about the Woody Johnson, you know, the dysfunction that he's using the Madden ratings to.
That's terrible.
So if you're Ben Johnson and you have I'm not in disagreement with you, meaning that I value Ben Johnson. I don't think, me personally, don't think he's a good fit for the Jets. Number one, because I don't think he would come here. Number two, I want an established head coach. And I know that some, you know, whether Gruden's name has been out there, you got Pete Carroll's name has been out there. I would rather a veteran, Mike McCarthy, if he potentially shakes loose from Dallas. There's some thought now that maybe McCarthy not only would be fired, but maybe he would on his own want to leave. I love the idea of a McCarthy-Rodgers reunion. I just like the established head coach for the Jets.
But his offensive schemes are so good. Like, I don't think there's a better way to go. I think you need to start from scratch here. I don't think you should get any guys who have been head coaches in the past who have failed. I think that you should start with Ben Johnson, let him revamp this offense into something that it can be. Like, on paper, they should be one of the best offenses in the league. I think their O-line needs better coaching, and I believe that if Ben Johnson can get a good DC, this Jets team will be amazing.
See, I like Ben Johnson for the Giants. Maybe we'll do Giants coming up in a little bit. I know you're a big Falcons fan, and around the NFL, you know that. And by the way, Jack, how the hell you become a Falcons fan? Like, that's bizarre. Atlanta Falcons? I thought I was alone in that one, but you'd be a big Falcons fan.
Well, you know, my dad, he talks about the Jets and Giants, but he doesn't have a strong opinion on either team. Like, he's not a Giants fan. He's not a Jets fan. He just watches both, talks about both. So, I mean, one day I walked into his office, saw the Falcons playing when I was like 8 years old. I was like, wow, that's a cool logo. Let me root for them. And it's been misery ever since, but I've been sticking with it.
It's not that bad. I mean, it may be misery, sure, but it's not as bad as the Jets and Giants.
Well, definitely not as bad as the Jets.
Oh, my God. Right, at least the Giants have Super Bowls in recent memory, but the Jets, it's bad. Yeah, I just like the idea of the Jets have screwed this up, where they draft the young quarterback in Zach Wilson. Right, let's just go back to that pick. So they screwed it up by taking Wilson and hiring a rookie head coach in Saleh and setting both those two up to fail. Then they screw up so bad. They screwed that up so bad that they had no choice but to go get the 40-year-old quarterback who's clearly on the decline, just like they did years ago before you were born, probably with the Brett Favre stuff. Then they go get Aaron Rodgers. Then Rodgers gets hurt. Then this year they double down. To me, made a mistake by going with Saleh in season, firing him, which was another mistake. And now, to me, the worst mistake that they can make would be to think that the plan that they believed in isn't good enough. I want one more. I know it sounds crazy. I want one more year with the real head coach with Rodgers. The structure, to me, could be set up. Hire an established head coach. Keep Rodgers for a year or two, draft eventually a young quarterback, let Rodgers, who already said he's going to be a mentor to him, he has no problem doing that, and I believe him. So you have a good head coach, a veteran established head coach, with the quarterback, with this talent on this roster, while also trying to transition in the future in the next couple of years. To me, that's the home run move for the Jets. It would be a mistake if they did anything other than that.
Well, I mean, what happens if Aaron Rodgers doesn't perform next year? You're going to have to go young. And I feel like if you have Ben Johnson or someone like Liam Cohen as the head coach next year, you can easily transition into that new role with the quarterback. If you're going to have an established head coach, it might be harder for him to build a quarterback from the ground.
Now, why?
Like Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy. Like, I'd rather go young. The Jets need a full rebuild, even though their roster is very talented. If it doesn't work next year, they're going to have to completely shut down and rebuild.
Why Ben Johnson over Liam Cohen for you?
I just like Ben Johnson's schemes that he has the offense running in Detroit. I think that if he brings that to the Jets, they have a lot of the same kind of pieces and weapons that this Lions team has, and I think that he'll do a great job at transitioning this offense to bring it to its full potential.
BT and Sal on the Fan, Jack Francesa in right now in studio for BT. We'll have Harrison coming up in a little bit. Let's get some of your calls in. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Look, I want Rodgers back. That's the bottom line. We agree with that. Now, who the head coach is, like, if you told me it was going to be Ben Johnson, all right, I love that idea because I do love his offensive scheme. There's certain coaches you just watch or certain offenses you watch and you can see the brilliance of the play. Like, I don't see that with Daboll and the Giants, which is why I want to move on from him. And we'll get to that coming up. But with Ben Johnson, you see it, which is why I like the idea that I just think with Rodgers, for me, I'd feel more comfortable bringing him back with a veteran head coach. Robert is in New Canaan. What's up, Robert?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. An honor to speak with both of you, in particular with you, Jack.
Appreciate it.
And I agree with what you just said, Sal. At the end of the day, the established coach is what you have to bring in if you're bringing Rodgers back. Jack, your dad said it for every year I ever listened to him, coaching, 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 coaching. And I'm guessing you would agree with the same. If you bring in a guy who's going to be a first year and you only get one more year out of Rodgers, you might not get the best year out of Rodgers that you can get. So, And Jack, I'd like to ask you an individual question, if okay.
What's up?
Is your second favorite team after Atlanta The Hamilton Continentals?
I got to go with the Bills there. My roommate at school is a big Bills fan, one of the craziest fans I've ever met in my life, but I've been watching the Bills all season, so I got to say the Bills probably second.
You think they're going to win a Super Bowl this year?
I think they should. I think they have to. I mean, if they don't win this year, what's next?
I'm not so sure anymore. We'll get to Harrison. I know he's a big Chiefs fan. So you're a Falcon fan. He's a Chiefs fan on the other side of it. Man, I thought the Chiefs were vulnerable this year, but maybe the Bills are going to get him. I don't know at this point anymore. With the Chiefs, they don't lose.
I know, but they did lose to the Bills.
Yeah,
I think the Bills can get anybody, but it's a matter of if their defense can hold up, especially against the Ravens or the Chiefs.
All right, back to the Jets point of that. He talked about your dad and saying coaching, which, by the way, I played golf with your father over the course of the summer, and I was actually surprised that he believed in the Jets. We did the over-unders, you, me, and Harrison did the over-unders for the WFN Daily podcast, and a lot of people were getting sucked into the Jets 9.5. They couldn't, and when your father did, I couldn't believe it because I know how much he values head coaching and Robert Saleh going in. That just shows you how much talent the Jets had on paper that most people were willing to overlook the amount of ineptitude that Robert Saleh had at that particular time. You don't find that you think Rodgers would thrive with a more veteran head coach? You think he'd be okay? Now, he's, again, not to keep him in line, but you want to make sure you maximize Rodgers if you're going to keep him here with the Jets. You don't think that would be a benefit to the Jets to have a veteran head coach?
I mean, I think it'll be good for 1 year, but going forward, right. I don't think so. And I think that if you want to completely unleash this team's power on offense, I think Ben Johnson's schemes are the best thing that could happen to them. I know that he might even be younger than Aaron Rodgers, but his offense and his schemes will do so well with these Jets personnel. I just don't think that you can go any direction because Aaron Rodgers, 1, maybe 2 years left max, and if you have to draft a quarterback in 2 years, I want a new guy for him. I don't want a veteran head coach.
Right. See, to me, that you're right. That's the problem with my plan is if I get a veteran head coach with Rodgers and it doesn't work, then you're going to have to blow it up in a year anyway. I still think that, to me, is worth the risk than starting over. Maybe more specifically, Jack, because they don't have a top pick. If they had the number one or number two pick, different story.
Yeah. And also, I don't think that there's another Sean Payton around that you can get as a veteran head coach. He's doing a great job with Bo Nix, but I don't think Pete Carroll, if Mike McCarthy leaves Mike McCarthy, I don't think there's – or Vrabel. I don't think anyone's that good of a head coach that, like, you need to get a veteran unless it was, like, Bill Belichick. Yeah. He's gone now.
Yeah, well, which they screw that up. He called them. They didn't even take their call. What is wrong with them? Bill Belichick. That's the exact fit. Belichick is interested, not just because he wanted to get back to the NFL. Yeah, obviously that's a part of it. But because he probably believes the same way we do about Rodgers. You have a chance to win with this quarterback now. And the Jets turned him down. Bobby is in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, listen, I don't understand about, wanting to bring in Rodgers back. I mean, this guy, ever since he's been, he's talked a lot of smack about the organization. Guy's got to shape up, stop the BS around the Jets, which he brings mostly to the Jets with his Jimmy Kimmel remarks, the presidential race. He's smoking hash in Egypt instead of going to mandatory camp. I mean, sometimes he takes blame. Sometimes he blames it on the players. He's a terrible leader. He scored 9 freaking points, and he's still talking smack. I mean, you got to start over, Already Wilson wants to leave because of this guy. And there could be more players that are going to want to leave because this guy runs the show.
So who do you think is a better option?
Well, I think they should go into the draft.
And draft who? Looking. They don't have a top five pick.
I understand that. But, I mean, why bring negative? This guy brings all he does is bring negativity to the organization. He hasn't won a goddamn thing. He's winning less games.
No, Bobby, he has. And thank you for the call. He's won 4 MVPs. He's won a Super Bowl. Everybody else in the building is a loser except Aaron Rodgers. And to Jack's point, he nailed it. Who are you going to have next year? This is not about believing that Aaron Rodgers is still in the prime of his career. We all know that he's not. Next year, you're going to draft a rookie quarterback with the 9th pick, let's say.
You're going to get Jalen Milroe, and he's not going to lead your organization to a Super Bowl in the future. I guarantee it.
Well, is he? And he's ready to start this next year.
I don't know.
Right. No. Well, probably
he's a good runner, but I don't know how well he is at passing.
And if you're the Jets, would you even do that? Like, I don't care how good Milroe is. You're going to throw another rookie. Like,
I think Woody Johnson has too much of a thick skull to even do that again. Unless he has a top pick with a top quarterback, like someone like next year, maybe they get Manning. Who knows? But I don't think he'll draft anyone but a top name.
Right, like a can't-miss guy. Yeah. So if they do draft at number nine,
Taking the risk on Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, and even if you did, you can't throw him to the Wolves. Like, the point is,
the
Jets cannot start next year with a rookie quarterback. They can't do it, and they're not going to be in position to. The Giants are in a totally different situation. They're going to have either the first or second pick, hopefully the first pick, and to me, it would be a new head coach with that top pick, and now you start the rebuild process. The Jets are in a different spot.
You know, maybe they can try another Jordan Love situation. They could try to draft a quarterback and have Aaron Rodgers play one or two more years and see what they can build.
That's the right way to do it. They haven't done that because they haven't had a foundation to build with. Now they actually have Rodgers, and people are talking about letting him go. Alex is in Middletown. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
Happy
Alex.
Holidays.
You too.
And I'd say I enjoyed listening to your dad's football Sunday morning all the time. That was great. I used to call in all the time.
Thank you.
Real quick, I'm not in favor of bringing Rodgers back because there's a saying, I don't know who came up with it, I don't know if it was Peanuts or whatever, tell your statistics to shut up. The stats are good, but if you watch the Jets this year, every time they needed a key play from him, he either got sacked or he threw an interception. And to me, that's like been the story of his, you know, his Jet tenure.
Well, who would you bring back, though, Alex? And we'll ask everybody that call if they say they don't want Rodgers. What's your option at quarterback next year for the Jets?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure if one of these young – I'm not talking about Darnold or Jones. One of these young veterans might be available, like possibly Trevor Lawrence.
Come on.
I don't know if I'd take a shot at Mac Jones, but I don't know.
Come on.
You're right. There aren't really many options.
That's disgraceful. Mac Jones?
He's the least of all evils. Let's put it that way.
Thank you for the call, Alex. And we appreciate you checking in. See, that's the thing, Jack. It's easy to say, well, I don't want Rodgers. And what the caller is saying is wrong, not wrong. Like, you know, Rodgers has not been vintage Rodgers, but to me, it's everybody else around him. He's certainly not the same. He's going to make some mistakes. I'm not saying, oh, well, Rodgers, you know, couldn't drive the football down the field to score when they needed it. Bullcrap. The defense couldn't get a stop. But look at the other options that he just brought out there. We brought it up before. Darnold, Daniel Jones. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence I'd be interested in, but at this point, you see what Lawrence has done with two different head coaches. He's been a failure. Mac Jones? What? Come on.
I'm not even going to put any attention towards that. That's terrible. Come on. Mac Jones?
All right, well, we'll take a break here. We'll come back with Jack. We'll talk about the Giants a little bit and then get back to the calls. Keep it football here this hour, 888-808-1019. Then 1140, we'll bring in Harrison as well. Jack's younger brother. We'll do a little random 3RQ as we normally do on Wednesdays. We'll do that on this Friday with both of you guys in here. But we'll do the Giants side of things as well as keeping the calls with the Jets and Rodgers when we come back. 888-808-1019. Special friendly family holiday fun edition. BT and Sal with the Francesas. Speaking of the Giants, it's BT and Sal on the Fan. BT off. We have Jack Francesa in studio right now on this special holiday family fun edition of the BT and Sal show. We talked some Jets just before with Jack. We'll talk a little 3RQ coming up with both Harrison and Jack in studio. But right now, Jack, you know, the Giants are in a different spot, being that they have one of the top picks in the draft. For me, as much as I liked Dable, and especially early on in the year, and I don't think you could properly evaluate a general manager in just three seasons, it has been a historically bad season, maybe the worst season that the Giants have had in their 100-year history.
Terrible.
Yeah, and because they have that top pick, kind of like what you were saying before about the Jets, where as if the Jets go older, right, with the head coach, and things don't work out, then they're going to have to reset anyway. For me, if the Giants stick with Shane and Dable and they have a top pick, like, then that means you're going
to
be sticking.
You have to give them a longer leash.
Bingo.
And you can't have that. They've had a longer leash. They had Daniel Jones, and they did not work out. I think you got a clean house and draft a QB.
Yeah, so I would do the same thing because of where they're at in the draft. Let's say they were picking ninth. Maybe I wouldn't say the same thing.
I would still want to fire them, but maybe not draft a quarterback.
You not just believe in Dable?
I don't believe, no.
Okay, and then where would you go for them?
I like either Ben Johnson or Liam Cohen, but specifically Liam Cohen for the Giants. I really like what he did with Tampa's offense this season, and the way he unleashed Baker Mayfield in that offense, I think the Giants will be a better fit for him as a head coach.
And who would you want? For me, I actually like Ben Johnson, just because I don't think Ben Johnson, yeah, I told you, I want to go veteran with the Jets, and I don't know if Ben Johnson would go there. I'm going to put Ben Johnson with the Giants. They're going to have the chance to get the hottest offensive coordinator, whatever. You want to say Liam is there as well.
They're both up there, yeah.
Yeah, I would go Ben Johnson just watching, and I watch a little bit of the Bucs too, enough to know that, you know, they have a good offense, but the Lions offense, to me, Ben Johnson would be the most appealing. If you compare him with that top pick, let them pick a quarterback and then start fresh, for me, that's appealing. You have a choice of the quarterback. Is it Shador, no doubt?
Yeah, I think it's Shadur, no doubt. I mean, he's Deion's kid. He's got the genes. He's NFL blood. I don't think this draft has a strong quarterback class. I know Cam Ward has better stats than Shadur. I think Shadur will be the better pro, but I don't think either one will be all pro level. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be able to lead you to the playoffs a few times, but I don't think either one will really get over the hump and win you a Super Bowl.
And if that's the case, would you then, I had this conversation with BT, it was even talking about maybe trading down. Would you consider, yeah, I mean, I don't think that they can at this point because of all the mistakes that they made, but if you yourself don't believe in a quarterback or one of these quarterbacks, and let's say that they don't, whoever's picking and making that decision to pick, if they don't believe in a quarterback, would you force the issue just because of where they're at?
I mean, I wouldn't want to trade down. I think I would want to draft one of these guys. If they trade down, I don't really know who they would pick. I don't think Travis Hunter is an option for them. I mean, he's a good cornerback and he's a good receiver, but I don't think he'll be all pro at either one. I think he'll be good, but I don't know how much they'll be able to use him. I think the Giants need an O-lineman maybe another receiver, but they definitely need a quarterback. There's no one better to get at a free agency. They're not getting Sam Darnold.
Right.
I think that they should just draft a quarterback and hope for the best and see what happens in the next couple
of years. Yeah, and to me, last year would have been the year to trade down.
Yeah.
Everyone's, oh, no, they need neighbors. For what? You don't need a wide receiver.
Exactly.
It's the last thing that you should get. What, you need neighbors to find out if Daniel Jones is good or not? Newsflash, he's not. He's not the guy. He hasn't been the guy. 5 years plus, so they wasted a pick on neighbors where they could have maybe traded down. What do you think about neighbors? I know you get to see him against your Falcons this past weekend.
Yeah, I finally got to watch the Giants. I haven't watched them all season. I got to watch them last week. Pretty good watch for me. Drew Lock, terrible. Two pick sixes. I mean, I think Malik Nabers is a good receiver, and I think he'll probably end up being the best wide receiver in this class. I know Brian Thomas is having the best year. Marvin Harrison isn't doing much. I think that with a good quarterback, Malik Nabers will be the best. I just think he needs to calm his attitude down. I mean, you were watching the Falcons game.
Yep, yep.
He came in the game wearing no socks. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Everyone on the field is wearing red socks, and you come in wearing no socks. They put you out on the sideline. You put on white socks. Why do you want to be different? Just be the team player. Like, you need to be a leader if you're on that team. I know you're a rookie, but you need to have a better attitude.
Not to mention the stuff that he said in the past, you know, calling him soft or throwing the head coach under the bus. Now, was that something you noticed about the Sox because you're a football player yourself and, like, that would be a big no-no, doing something different from
the
team?
Well, no, I know that Tyreek Hill got fined earlier this season for wearing no socks, and it was the first thing I noticed because everyone else is wearing red. And I'm looking at Malik Nabers, obviously. He's like wide receiver one, and I see that he's wearing none. I'm like, what is going on? And I knew that he was going to get fined, so he went on the sideline and put on white. So I guess they told him he had to put them on, but why would you put on white? Why don't you just be with the team?
Yeah.
You need to have like a better attitude. It's not a solo game. It's a team game. You lose as a team, you win as a team. I think you need to be better.
Yeah, year one.
He just has terrible attitude.
I agree.
He's kind of like Odell.
Yeah, exactly.
But not many shenanigans on the field, more like subtle shenanigans.
Yeah, and we're not saying that they're bad guys, like, you know, not doing anything against the law, but just as far as the team goes, I remember the early signs with Odell, and the problem is they took away Coughlin's power at the time, which let Odell just get out of control. This is year one with neighbors.
This is what my dad was saying when they drafted him, that this was going to happen. He didn't like him either. He
didn't like the neighbors pick either?
No. Well, he didn't like him to begin with because he knew that he was going to be a problem for New York. He thought that he didn't have what it took to like play in New York and be calm. Like, he knew that his attitude was a problem.
Yeah.
I could see it now.
Great. Well, it's a great call. For me, it was more about just not taking a wide receiver there, but man, his attitude. And there were some character questions or whatever going in. Giants said, you know what, forget it. And now you're seeing, to me, the wide receiver doesn't even matter. They're so bad that a wide receiver doesn't even matter, not to mention that he has been a selfish player. Let's get back to the calls here. Jack Francesa in with me right now. BT is off. 888-808-1019. Jaden is in Wayne. What's up, Jaden?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fans of the show. Excited to call in. Yeah, I have a couple of things that I disagree with. Take the Falcons, for example. They built the whole blueprint. They had Bijan. They had Kyle Pitts. They had Drake London. All they needed was to plug in a quarterback. Take the 49ers. They had Debo. They had Kittle. They had everyone surrounding the quarterback, and all they needed to do was find the perfect fit in Brock Purdy and plug him in there, and look at him. He's perfect. The team's not successful this year, but a lot of injuries hampered them. Take the Seahawks. They had the wide receivers available, and all they needed was to find the right quarterback for them. I think the Giants Shane tried to do that, go the neighbor's way and build the blueprint around what the Giants quarterback needed to be. And I think they should continue doing that. I don't think that they should take Shadur or Cam Ward, because I really don't think either of them is the correct fix for the New York Giants. I think putting a quarterback right into a dumpster fire is not a recipe for success. I think you need to build a team around him. And I would look at Ben Johnson, look at what he's done with a traditional pocket passer and Jared Goff, and I'd say that's what the Giants franchise needs. Eli Manning was literally as unathletic as Jared Goff, and the success that he had as a Giant is no one can match to it. I would love to see the Giants take a trade down to the third, fourth, fifth pick and take an offensive lineman. I wouldn't mind Travis Hunter. I don't love how he's reacting to the media and his girlfriend in the media these days. I don't love all that. But I think the Giants need to go after like a Jackson Dart, like a really not great quarterback to just be developed and fit into the pocket and really fix the Giants culture. And for your last couple callers with the Aaron Rodgers debate, at Jordan Travis.
Well, for the Giants stuff, I think your head's at a good spot there. But I just think this draft is so weak that there's no one to really take other than either Travis Hunter, like you said, or a quarterback. I mean, they could draft Banks out of Texas, but the rest of the guys that are really big, like top five guys, are Abdul Carter, which they don't need an edge rusher. The D-tackle out of Michigan, they don't need a D-tackle. And maybe Ashton Jeanty, but are you really going to go there again? They drafted Saquon that high. I don't know if it's worth it to do that again. I think maybe, I mean, if you want to trade back into like the teens, you can get the tight end out of Penn State. But I think you have to go quarterback if you're the Giants, or you could trade back into Travis Hunter. I just don't think it's the best idea.
I hate the idea, Jack, of having to be put in a spot where you are forced to take a position, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
However, that's where the Giants are at. It's not my fault. They kept making these mistakes, and they have a top pick. Where the NFL is at, you're better off taking a shot at the quarterback and missing than you are of passing up an opportunity yet again. This all started, I mean, it really predated the Saquon pick, but it really started with that second pick overall. They needed a quarterback because Eli was on his last legs, if not done at that point. They chose a running back. To me, that was the worst thing you could possibly do. Nothing against Saquon Barkley, and yet here we are years later. Now you're going to tell me that the Giants have a top pick, well, they need a quarterback and they're going to trade down. It makes sense in theory, but in reality, you have to take the shot at the quarterback. And I disagree that the way that, like, I hate the way the Falcons built their team. I hated Kyle Pitts.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, but how could Kyle Pitts
only
a tight end
Pitt,
number
only
four?
Kyle Pitts. That's the only problem. I love Drake London. I think he's going to be a beast. Bijan Robinson is already a beast.
But theoretically, just picking those skill position players, you don't have an issue with that?
No. Because, I mean, I know we were in the wrong spot at quarterback, but look at us now. I mean, Kirk Cousins would have been a success if we did the right thing, but we didn't, obviously. Right. It's Falcons. But I think Michael Penix Jr. is the truth. I think that he's going to be great for us going forward, and I think the pieces that we have around him right now, our O-line is great. We drafted all in-house guys. We drafted everyone we have on offense right now. Obviously, I think Kyle Pitts is going to leave. I don't think that he's worth keeping
anymore.
Well,
it was a terrible pick.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, but I think he's going to play well this weekend, though. I do have that inkling.
I just don't like the idea. And the Falcons did it right this past year with Penix. That's where the Giants screwed up. They could have taken a quarterback.
And that's what I think
year.
The Jets should do. I think they should keep Aaron Rodgers and draft someone and mold him. Obviously, they didn't mold Penix. So he's starting in his first year. But something like how the Chiefs did with Mahomes, kept him on the bench for a year. Something like they did with Jordan Love, kept him on the bench for a couple years. Just do it and mold this guy into your franchise quarterback. Do not force his hand.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We have Jack Francesa in studio with us. I see Harrison pacing over there. He's getting antsy. He's been sitting around for 37 minutes. He's going to come in studio next. We'll do a little special edition of 3RQ with both Jack and Harrison Francesa. We'll continue with your calls as well. 888-808-1019. Special holiday family edition of BT and Sal on the Fan.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
All right, so figure we have a little special 3RQ, three random questions. We normally do this every Wednesday at 11:40, but since it's special holiday family-friendly show, we now welcome in Harrison Francesa along with Jack, and we're going to have a little three random questions. Now, Jack, you're a football player. You go to Hamilton, 19.
Yep. Right.
Yep. Good there. Harrison, you are how old?
18.
18, not a football player.
Not a football player.
And
far from it.
And you work at Barstool. You've done stuff at Barstool. Your buddies with Frank the Tank, right?
That's my guy, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's your guy, Frank the Tank. Tell
Don't
him
forget
I said
Jenks.
All right,
shout out Jenks. Great guy.
All right, so here we go. And we'll have Harrison coming up in studio for the next hour, 12 o'clock. We'll do picks, all three of us again. I cannot wait for that. That's in about an hour from now, 12:40. You'll see we got a little special music planned for you guys. All right, first question. These are three random questions. I'm going to start with Jack because he's the oldest.
Gotcha.
But I want you to both answer these, okay?
All right.
What is your first memory of when you realized that you had a famous father?
Oh, probably I was really little. I knew that he, well, actually, probably just from being in my house, because my mom would always have him playing on the radio. So just like hearing him on the radio, I would always sing the jingle, just like listening to him. And I was just like obsessed with it. I loved all of it. So when I came to work and saw myself on TV, like that's probably for me.
That's awesome. What about you, Harrison? Five. Is there a moment that you remember?
Yeah, I think probably. So we had tickets for the 2015 Mets when you were a happy Mets fan.
Yeah. Hey, don't rub it in, Yankee boy. The Mets got Soto.
And we would.
Don't need him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So when we had these tickets, we would walk in the. We'd park in the, like, the players' parking lot and like walk in the tunnel. So we wouldn't walk the, like, the normal concourse to get to the seats. And you'd walk out the tunnel, and then you'd have people yelling at us from. The 100 sections, they'd run to like the gate where the tunnel is, and they start yelling at him, and they'd be like, Mike, and that's kind of like you got 100 people yelling at you. So
yeah, that's awesome, and I'm glad you brought that one up because go ahead.
One of the coolest moments for me was one time I went on my dad's show, like I maybe sat in for the end and put my face on the camera or something, and we were going to the Knicks game later that night. That's why I went to the studio with him that day. And we were walking in the subway. I mean, walking the street outside the Garden. And someone said, Jack. Someone said my name instead of his. And I turned my head. I was like, what? How do they know who I am? Like, I was like probably like 6 years old. I thought it was the coolest thing ever that someone recognized me. They literally said Jack. And I was like.
That is tremendous. I have one similar story. It's now, obviously, I knew your father growing up, like listening and watching and all that stuff. But one time we went to. It was actually the Subway Series game. You're probably both too young to remember this. But it was the Yankees-Mets. At Yankee Stadium, the Luis Castillo drop pop-up. I don't know if you remember that one, but it was popular.
No, I've seen it a bunch of times, but I wasn't alive for that.
So the first time I realized the true magnitude of your father's fame, again, outside of knowing that, you know, he's Mike Francesa, dude, we left the stadium that night, and you would think he was the Beatles or Mickey Mantle or, I don't know, give me like a relevant pop star right now. Who's like popular right now? You guys are younger.
Taylor Swift.
There you go. Taylor. Yes, exactly. Bingo.
Well, she's
a Chiefs fan.
She's
popular.
I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan, but she is popular.
It was as if Taylor Swift was walking outside. The amount of people that were mobbing your father and us as we were just walking to get to his car, it's something that I'll never forget. It was incredible. All right, number two. Have you ever, we'll go with you, Harrison, for this one. Have you ever won a sports argument with your dad?
Those, you don't really win those. They go into, here's how these work. You have an argument, and if you have any points whatsoever, you either get shut down immediately, or if you have any points whatsoever, it becomes like, you just keep going back to the same stuff for 45 minutes, and eventually ends in a stalemate, because you just start yelling at each other.
Do you remember like a popular disagreement or one in particular that you had? That you were passionate about. Same thing for you, Jack. You can jump in with this one too.
I mean, you never win. You might be right, but you don't win.
They just end in like a draw.
Not even a draw. It's just like it just stops. Yeah, like, it's just the same words over and over. But it's both of us. Me and him are just as bad. Like we'll argue with our dad about something that we don't need to argue about, but we're arguing about it anyway. And we could both be right, both be wrong, but none of us are gonna stop.
Like, so same thing with each other. You just keep going. Yeah. All right,
the best way to explain it is if you've got a chessboard and you're playing chess, but you only have one king each, and you're just moving it around, and no one's winning, no one's making anything.
Yeah, I love that. That was great. All right, last one for you. We'll go back to Jack for this one. Best sports experience that you've had with your father.
Best sports experience.
Either watching a game, going to a game, something you've experienced together.
I'd probably have to say going to the Super Bowl. And I went to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, Patriots versus Rams. It was a terrible game, but it was just awesome to experience that and go with my dad and just be at the Super Bowl with him. I've been to three Super Bowls, and just like being at the Super Bowl with my dad, there's just nothing better, because the Super Bowl is just the Super Bowl. There's nothing compares to it. And just being there with my dad, having him bless us with the opportunity to go and see it, and with the seats we have, and seeing whoever we see there, meeting guys, it's just awesome.
Which Super Bowl? So you said Rams.
I went to the Rams, the Patriots. I went to the Seahawks, Broncos, and the first Chiefs, Niners.
first Chiefs Niners?
I was in Miami.
Okay. What about you, Harrison?
So, going off that, that's my best one ever. That Chiefs Miami Super Bowl.
Because
Super Bowl,
you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, Chiefs fan. Super Bowl 58. I was
58.
Yeah, 58, I think it was. I had 103 fever during the game. So
you went even though you were sick?
Yeah, so we lived 2 hours away. Our house is 2 hours away. I was laying in bed for two straight days before that. I was like just sweating bullets. I have 102, 103 fever. They load me in the car. We like with this like Suburban. I'm laying in the third row of the back seat, like dying back there. And
and poor Julio, and Niners fan, was with us.
Yeah, and,
oh,
and
we're that's getting, right. I miss Julio.
So the Chiefs are getting killed, and they're gonna lose, and I am slouched in the chair. My
Super
dad
Bowl
says
54.
And oh, 54. Sorry,
that was right before the pandemic. Now that I'm remembering, this
I probably
one,
yeah. had COVID. Before, that was before COVID was a thing, though.
Yeah.
So I'm slouched in this chair all game because the Chiefs are getting destroyed. They come back. My dad's sitting like six rows behind us. He says he sees me pop out of my seat like a bullet, and I'm standing there. The game's in overtime. Tyreek Hill makes that wasp play that's like famous now, and I'm screaming my head off with 103 fever, and my dad's like, he wasn't even sick.
Another thing about our dad that like just goes to show how much he cares about us and puts us first. Like me and Harrison, probably row four on the 50-yard line, and my dad was like 15 rows back.
He gave you the
Julio.
Better seats?
Yeah, Julio and him were sitting all the way back there, and me and my brother were sitting up front. We were like two rows behind Tyga. We thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, we're sitting next to like rappers and stuff.
That is wild. Awesome. Hey, that is great. I remember going to one Super Bowl. We had your dad did get me tickets, but they were up in the 50-yard line, but it was way up top. So look at you two. That is tremendous.
Another one of the best moments I had with him is I was probably like seven, and he comes home from work. And he has a box in his hand. I'm like, what's that? He says, it's for you. They sent it to me. And Thomas Dimitroff sent him a signed Julio Jones jersey for me. And I like dropped that. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I still have it in my room now. Like,
you have anything like that?
Yeah. So he got me. So the reason I'm a Chiefs fan is we had fantasy football. First year we ever played fantasy football, I was like seven. We shared a team. We won the league, I think. And we had the first overall pick. We picked Jamal Charles. Yeah. I watched every Jamal Charles snap the entire year. I became a Chiefs fan. I love the guy. So I have a Jamal Charles like helmet signed on my nightstand.
That is freaking awesome. That was even
so
better.
Cool.
You guys exceeded the expectations of my 3RQ right there. On that point, though, Jack, you did mention Dimitroff, and we could have a three-way conversation here before we take
Jets.
A break, and then we'll come back with our... Yeah,
Jets.
You heard us. Dude, I don't know how you feel about this. I've always loved Dimitroff,
like
and I
him.
Love Mike Smith. I think he didn't get fired because he wasn't good. He just
got fired because he had to move on.
It was time for a change for both.
Yeah.
So would you hire Dimitroff if you're the Jets?
I would. I mean, he did a great job with the Falcons. He drafted good guys. He drafted Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
He drafted Matt Ryan.
I didn't
Jones,
like that pick at the time.
Jake Matthews he drafted.
Yeah.
He's done everything right. I mean, the Falcons, just like the organization as a whole, I mean, they're just not that good of an organization to begin with. So it's hard to they haven't won a Super Bowl ever, so it's really hard to be successful there. It was just time for everything to move on at that point, so they just had to go. But I think him for the Jets would be a great fit.
Yeah, or even the Giants if they do decide to make a change. Now,
I think he'd be better with the Jets.
My move
than the Giants.
For the Jets is instead of something like that where you go and hire him, I think you go after Vrabel. Because you need a structured coach, and he said he'd coach the team if he gets to basically pick the GM. So I say you go get him, and you would just let him bring his guy.
Yeah,
and you have them.
Maybe you would bring Dimitroff. They do have ties to New England.
Okay.
That's where Dimitroff came from before, obviously Vrabel as well. So I'm
like,
not sure the
guys like Glenn Cook again thrown out there, like Browns guy that they have ties there. But you get Vrabel and you have him bringing a guy. There's like a 1-2 punch, and they can bring structure to a team that has none.
You know, I feel bad for Jack in this regard, Harrison, is that, and I could, you know, obviously empathize because we're both Falcons fans, but you're a spoiled Chiefs fan. Like, that's no fun. I'm not saying it's not legit.
I know, the fact that it's legit is the worst part,
but it was before. So,
I know, the fact that it's legit
makes
it worse.
I think Mahomes was in high school when I became a Chiefs fan.
I understand, that's
what
I'm saying.
And it also, like, his personality and him just being the Chiefs fan, like, he barely watches the game sometimes, but when they'll win, you know that they won. But if they lose, you don't hear anything.
Did you watch the game on Christmas?
Yeah.
Now, how's that go? You guys are all having a Christmas, you know, with your parents?
Yeah, we had family over for Christmas. Me and my dad and my brother were watching in my dad's office with the family walking around.
You three were watching it in your dad's office with the family doing whatever their own thing?
Well, they would, like, a lot of the guys come in. A lot of the guys come in and watch, but me and my dad were sitting in the two chairs facing the TV, and then people were coming in and out.
Oh, man, what a wild experience. And you going nuts with your Chiefs.
Yeah, and I wasn't really going nuts. It just makes me so annoyed. This week. I think...
You are a cocky Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I agree that I am.
The Chiefs just get me so annoyed because no matter what happens, they just win and something goes in their way. Everything happens for their favor.
I will say I am a cocky Chiefs fan, but I am a very suffering Suns fan. We lose in awful fashion.
Suns?
Yes, Suns.
Let's go, Knicks.
We lose in an awful fashion every year, so it balances out because we get blown out by 50 in Game 7 every year.
How the hell did you become a Suns fan?
Same thing. I picked the guy. I'm a huge Devin Booker fan.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's at least recent.
All right. They were awful.
Sorry. So we're going to take a break here. Jack, we're going to have him get a little rest here, and you are going to come back and get your picks. Yes, you got your picks ready to go?
Of course.
We'll do a special picks edition. So that does it for Jack Francesa for this until 12:40. Harrison, when we come back, you will have the floor. You and I will do the next hour together up until those picks, and we'll have a little fun talking some sports. BT and Sal on the Fan, special holiday family edition with the Francesas.